Mezer Shem Zbokh, we begin Perk Echad Ve'Estim, the 21st chapter in the Rambam Sechas Kehim, the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah and the Book of Purity. We will continue in a related vein from the previous Perk, discussing the laws of Yadus, of handles, which we were discussing it. That was the end of many Perkim on that of Kli Cheres, or the vessels. He will continue with the laws of Yad, of an addendum to this time regarding garments, regarding weights, regarding a bed. So as Rambam begins Halach Aleph regarding the threads coming out of a garment. Hachutin hayutzim in the arig, regarding threads that come out from something that was woven, which generally there are threads that are not woven yet that are hanging out, and b'shabetchilas hayiri b'shabeseifa, also that which was in the beginning of the weave and at the end, v'hem lekrom nimin, this is called threads. Kama shi'urum, how much is the measurement which they're going to still be qualified as connected to the weave and have the halach of the tumah of that garment? So shalsadin, let's say, of a sheet. Bishal sudarin, which is a large cloth used to cover one's head and one's shoulders. Bishal tsayif, and of a scarf, which is a smaller and a thinner cloth. Bishal pilyon shal raish, regarding a veil of the head, which is like a pointy type of a head covering. So by those things, it's sheish etzbois. It's six finger breadths that are considered connected with the garment. So if a tumah touches the garment, they're going to become tummy, and so too the other way around. Bishal chaluk. Now, regarding a cloak, shuhu kardua, which it's torn, meaning it's open from the back, mitchilasai v'atzayfai, from the beginning till the end, and v'acha shalayv shenayisai, now, but when you put it on, mekab tenayisai b'lalois, then you, although it's open, it's torn in the back, but you gather together with loops, shir chutav, the measurement of its threads, are eser etzbois, are 10 finger breadth, because since it's made to knot, so they have to be longer to be able to close it, those threads. Hasagis, which is a very thick garment, which is worn in the winter, and the strips are sticking out all throughout the surface. And v'horadid, which is a thin covering, like a thin jacket. V'hatalis, a regular cloak that's worn. Those strings are shalish etzbois, are three finger breadths. Now, whatever is more than the measurements we mentioned, and the gebe tar, whoever touches those strings or strips or strands that are coming out, I'll give me tar. Even if the garment has a tummy of medrash that is zav, let's say seven, or bishar tumas, or other types of tumas, doesn't make a difference. Not considered as connected. Let me run to say shem noga tumah b'yaser, and that for sure, if the tumah touched the extended part of that string, which is not integral for the garment, shabegat tar, that for sure the garment is going to be tar. Halacha beis nime hakipa. Shall rush the threads that are from the head covering, like that which women wear, the hamasve and the veil shemanichem ha'arviyim apneim, that the Arabs wear the mask on their face, va'kilkelin and a belt hashazurim minaseir, which is entwined from here, va'punda shalevish adam abasari, regarding the undergarments a person wears on his flesh, va'simla, which literally means to say cloth. But some have the girsa in the Mishnah is actually mafiris, which is like a handkerchief. The hapargad and the wall, shamanichim lapsochim, which is put on entryways, kamay perech, is like a curtain. Nimehen kolshein, their threads are, whatever length they are, is going to be considered as connected. Again, everything has the different measurements depending on the utility of the item. Halacha Gimel continues with the threads now, not of garments, but of that of weights and of scales. So mishkeilis, which is a plumb line, which is a long string, which at the end has like a piece of lead, which the builders use to check to see how straight is the wall, which you have it hang down and see if it goes straight. Shenitmis, if that becomes tameh, harishneim asa tefach, so 12 hand breadths, minachuchala, from its thread, is chibala, is considered connected to it, because that's integral, that's how long you need it to be. Whatever touches something beyond 12 handbreadths, it's tar, it's going to be tar, it's not considered part of it. Now, regarding a weight of carpenters, there, their plumb line, they need more. 18 handbreadths. The builders, they have to have very high up. Are 50 amas. But anything more than the measurements of each one of these accordingly, even though he wants it to still be there, he's going to keep it, doesn't make it if it's tar, it's going to be pure. Halacha dal. Mishkoilo shel sayodin. Regarding those these lines, shal sayodin, of those who put the plaster on the roofs, shal tzayarin, an artist, they are filarukin kolshein, there, no matter how long they are, there's no measurement for the length, but they're tamein, they're going to be, it's going to have tumah. And again, that's because those are the things that they use, and that's the norm for it to have it that long. Halacha hey, chut meiznayim, the thread or the chain of a scale, of which that's where it's hanging from. So shel zahavim, from those who use it for gold, or shel pelis, which is actually referring to an expensive type of a cloth, which is made in the city Pelisa in Egypt. Or for those who weigh the precious purple wool, that the one who's weighing it, he holds on to the scale, and he's hanging the scale from his own hand. So then that chain is going to be shalosh etzbois. It's going to be only three finger breadths, because a smaller chain, you could be more precise than in the weighing than it is when it's long, because you could have more, you can manipulate it better. Now, therefore, something very expensive, they would normally have a small chain, like in these examples we gave. Now, kanashala, it's rod, which is the horizontal bar that the scale hangs from, and v'chuteha, which are the strings that the actual scale itself, the pans, are hanging from that horizontal bar. Kolshen, that's whatever minute amount of that measurement is. Now, chutei meiznayim, the chain again, which is the string, but it's the chain that you're hanging from, of the scale, shomaycha ashashe shomatochas, of those who sell just bars of metal, or v'kiyitz ben, or things like that, things that are not so expensive, that people are not so precise to be exacting, like we said regarding gold and other things. So there, shalosh tefachim, so there, the chain would still have utility up to three hand breadths, obviously much larger than three finger breadths, but it's a finger versus a hand. And again, that's because the chain is normally bigger, so that you have more liberty. Now, regarding its bar and its string, is 12 hand breadths. Now, chut meiznayim, the chain of the scale, shel chenvanim, of storekeepers, shel balabatim, of homeowners, that's tefach, that's a hand breadth. Kineam is, again, they don't need that much, so therefore there it's less, but they don't have to be so precise, so it's not three finger breadths. Kineam is nayim chutel, regarding the bar of the scale and its strings, are shish tefachim, are six tefachim. Chut meiznayim shel tzamar, regarding the chain of the scale of those who sell wool, v'shal shaklis chuch, as those who weigh glass, as tefchaim is two tefachim, kineam is nayim chuteha, the bar of the scale and its threads, are tish tefachim, a nine hand breadth. Now, by yasal shirim neilu, anything more than the measurements of all these things accordingly, in v'chibar not considered connected. Halacha Vav continues regarding the ropes of beds. Hachevel shemesorgen hamitis, regarding the ropes that are used to weave the beds, meaning they would tie a rope in the four legs of the bed, and they would weave it with a space between the ropes, like windows. So, when is it considered connected for the laws of Tumah? It's Meshiyah Sarek B'Shleisha Batim. It's when you weave in it three batim, every square of the weave, if the frame of the bed. Many people have metal these days, but if you have with a rope, that's each square is called a bias, where as long as you didn't do three of those squares, so there's no connection between the bed and the ropes. But when you did three of them already, that's considered connected. Now, when I gave a chevel, whoever touches the rope, so minakeshev lefnim, from the knot inwards, so then tamei, it's going to be tamei. Minakeshev lechutz, now from the knot beyond that, going out of the bed, so ad shalosh etzbois tamei, so up at three breaths, it's going to be tamei. Because less than that, the knot could come undone because of the weight of someone laying on the bed. So you still need even space after the knot on the outside of the bed. Because that's necessary for the knot. That's considered part of the bed. But something beyond three finger breadths, it's not necessary for the utility of the vessel of the bed. Even if you cut it off, the knot's not going to come undone. Therefore, that's not considered part of the bed itself. Regarding a rope that's coming out from a bed that is tummy. So at seif arba tefachim, until the end of four hand breaths, hanegei baytar, whoever touches it is going to be tahar. Sheinim tzarcha mita, because the rope that is connected to the bed is not necessary. So actually, that part's going to be tahar. Sheinim tzarcha mita, lefishen rolekum, because it's not really fit for anything. When you finish the whole weaving and you tie a rope strongly around it, you don't need to leave anything over it. Now, but Metchil Chamish about the Sefer HaSar, actually from the beginning of five Tvachim after the bed. Up until 10, actually Tameh, that's going to be Tameh, and then actually the whole rope, even the part that's beneath four Tvachim. Why? And the Shetolim Vesemites, because that's what they used to hang the beds. So, but that's only at a distance. So therefore that has utility. But from 10 Tvachim beyond, Tameh, that's pure Benishu Yasal Tvachimit, that's more than what the needs are for the bed, and therefore again that would not have that same quality as the bed. Halacha Ches. Regarding this thing called Mizran, and that's something that's going to come up in the next few halachas. Avnit shel orig, the belt of the weave, which is shemekiv noise alamita, which they surrounded around the bed, meaning besides what we just mentioned before regarding what they used to make the what the mattress goes on, which is the weave under the bed. But no, they wrap it around the bed. They lekabasev it out to gather together its limbs, meaning the legs, to keep it together. One, the kremizron shemiktsasi yitzim lamita, which some of it comes out of the bed. So adasar tvachem up until 10 tvachem hariyum mitzarchem mita. That's considered from necessities of the bed. Yes, I can, because it's there to keep it together. Yes, I can in the mitzarchem mita, but that's not necessary for the bed. Now, omizron shabala, regarding the mizron that gets worn out, if at least remains of its seven handbreadths, that could be used to make a girdle for a donkey, is still considered useful, and therefore it's makabel tumah, it's given makabel tumah. Halacha tes, mita shayse tmei medras. Regarding a bed, that a tumah of medras, a zav, let's say, sat in it, omizron yitzman, and there's a mizron coming out of this bed, so adasar tfachim, up until 10 tfachim, how do you have a tumah? It's considered primary tumah, kamita atzim, like the bed itself, which is a medras, it has a halacha like the av, like the zav itself, and the hakol medras, everything's medras. But Masar Malachutz, again, when it's beyond 10 Tvachim, Harei Kamaga Medras. It's like touching the Medras. It's not the bed itself, but it's connected, obviously, in the same rope itself. So it's like touching the Medras, which is one level lower. It's a lot. Now, Dor Sazav Ala Mizran Yitzel. Let's say the Zav actually only stepped on the Mizran itself that comes out. So it depends where. Masar Malachutz, within 10 Tvachim, Harei Hamitu Kul Medras. So the whole bed is Medras, because it's considered one unit. Masar Malachutz, from 10 Tvachim beyond, the entire it's going to be pure, meaning everything's going to be tar from Tumas Medras, because the Mizran itself is not fit for Medras. You don't lay on that Mizran itself. Now, medramum, when we say this is the medras of the tum of medras, of the short tumas, but regarding other tumas, even if it's 100 amas, kulachib, it's all connected. Okay, it's how so? Because again, that's only regarding the utility of a bed as that of a bed, which is for medras, but it is connected, and therefore other tumas that would have that halacha. Okay, it's how so? So, mizrin shukar chalamita. So, you have this mizrin that's wrapped around the bed. Ve'echnes kitzasu le'almas, and some of the mizrin is in the same room as a dead person. Ashenog sheretz b'kitzasu, let's say a dead bug that's a sheretz touches part of it. Ashenof le'mashkin t'meimol kitzasu, or even if a liquid that's tamei, which is rabbinic, touches part of it, nitmas amita, the bed becomes tamei. Ve'fel ho'ya kutzash nitma yitzim amita me'ame, even if the end that comes out of the bed is 100 amas, doesn't make a difference, only for medrash that we're saying it only goes up until 10 amas. Halacha yud. Mita t'meya medras. Regarding a bed that has tumas medras, b'koruch lo mizran, and you wrap around it after it had already become tummy from intisazav. Then you wrap around it with a mizran. That's important for this halacha. It wasn't on it at the time that it happened. Subsequently, it was wrapped around it because you wanted to support the bed. So hakol t'meya medras. At this point, everything has tumas medras, even the mizran, because it's become secondary to the bed. It becomes like a part of it. But if Risha, when you remove that mizran, so actually, hamita midras kishalisa, so the bed remains medras as it was. You didn't take apart any part of the bed. But the mizrin, maga madras, the mizrin was only something that touched the medras. It was part of it when it was connected to it, but when it disconnected, it's like something that had touched it, which is one level lower of tumah. So, haisa tumei tumah shiva, let's say this bed was tummy for 7 days. The korach lemizrin came in contact with a dead person, and you wrapped around the mizrin. So kula tumei tumah shiva, for that time when it's on it, everything has tumah for 7 days. Hefrisha, when it's removed, he tumei kishaisa, so the bed remains tumah as it was for 7 days. But the mizrin tumah tumas arv, but the mizrin only tumah for the evening, like something that's touched a something that was a tumas mess. Haisa tumei tumas erev. Let's say it was only tumah for evening. Let's say but that of a sheretz. V'karach lemizrin, then you wrap around the mizrin around it. So hakol tumei tumas erev. Everything has a tumah for the evening. Hefrisha, when you remove it, he tumei tumas erev. The bed has a tumah of the evening, but hamizrin tar. But the mizrin is going to be tar, and it's not going to be tamei by having touched the bed, because a vlada tumah is not going to be mitamei kalim, and therefore it itself, the bed was a vlad because the sheretz was a av, and therefore the mizrin that touches that does not have tamei at all. Halacha yud aleph. Mita, regarding a bed, which whatever we're saying over here regarding Tumas Mes was explained in the previous halacha by Tumas Medras, and the two Tumas are the same regarding what we're saying. Mita shakarach la mizrin. If you have a bed that you wrapped around in the mizrin, benogim hem ha-mes, and the mess touched it, hakol tamei tumas shiva, everything is tamei for 7 days. Pirshe, you remove the Mizran, Tumitum Shiva. So it's going to have the halacha of 7 days. Nogaba Sheretzaki Yitzibem. If let's, I mean, and because it touched it after it was on it. So we said that it had the Tumah. So it's still going to have a Tumah 7 days. Nogaba Sheretzaki Yitzibem. Let's say Sheretz or things like that touch it. Tumay Tumas Erev. Tumay for the evening. Pirshe, you take it off. Tumay Tumas Erev. Again, because it was on it when the Tumah was in contact with it. So it became Tumah. It not only was connected to the Tumah. So it will have that even when it was disconnected. Luchid Beis continues with the legs of the bed. So Kera, the bedpost, Shahisa Timei Midras, which a Zav pushed his body weight on it when it was removed from the bed. And Bechibel Mita, but then it subsequently was connected to a bed that was Tahar. So Mita Kula Midras, so the whole bed is considered Midras. Why? Because since the bed, the leg of the bed is supporting the bed, so everything needs to come onto that leg, and it's like as if it's all connected to a Tamei source. So it all has the Tamei. Now, Persha, when you remove that leg, so the leg remains medrus as it was, but the bed is only tummy that touched medrus. So too, let's say the leg was tummy for 7 days, because there was a contact with a dead person. It was connected to a bed, so the whole bed now is tummy for 7 days. As if the dead person touched the leg of the bed itself, as if when it was connected to it, that it became tummy. Now, the mizalamita, and if you spray the purifying ash waters on the bed, tara becomes purified, and even if it doesn't touch the leg of the bed, because it doesn't have to touch the whole bed, just touch the primary the bed, so the leg, which is connected with right now, also becomes purified through that. Now, but then Pesha couldn't nazir, but let's say you remove that leg of the bed, which that was what became tummy from a mess. You remove it before it was sprayed, sakera to make tumisha bekashaisa, so the bed of the leg, that bed post, remains tummy for 7 days as it originally was. But mamita tumei tumas arm. But the bed actually now is only tummy up until the evening, and actually doesn't even have to be sprayed because it's only that of maga of tumei mes. Hayakera tumei tumas erev. Let's say the leg of the bed was only tummy for the evening, like it became in contact with the sheretz. The chibul mamita was connected to a bed, so I call tumei tumas erev. Everything is tummy for the evening. Perish, if it's removed, he tumei tumas erev. Again, the bed leg is tummy for the evening. But mamita tar, and the bed is gonna be tar. Sheino tumei tumas erev in a mess, because you cannot have something that's tumma only till the evening from a dead person. Mitama lo'odim lekelim. It doesn't contaminate not a person, not vessels, and the true valid, because this is a derivative. It's not an abatum itself. And that cannot go ahead and mitama odim or kelim, like the bed that we're talking about, like we explained this in Hilchos Tumas Mes, Perakei, Halacha Zayin. And v'chena the same halacha that we're talking about over here applies all these different cases when it was connected, or it was only connected after it became tamei, and then when it's subsequently disconnected. Same halacha applies b'shein shalmada by the tooth of a plow, shenitma b'mes, which became tamei from a dead person, and then you connect it to the plow, it would have the same halacha of regarding, so then when it's connected it has one halacha, when it's disconnected then the original one remains with its tamei, and the other one only has that of touching, and again depending what the tamei is, if it's going to be one step lower, or it won't even have the tamei at all.